AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Driving through Washington, D.C. tonight is a lot like driving through a car wash. A severe thunderstorm that devastated communities like Coal City, Illinois, moved into the Mid-Atlantic region as the rush hour wound down. Governor Bruce Rauner says Coal City was clobbered by a tornado.
The path of the tornado was devastating. A number of homes were completely destroyed. A number of commercial buildings, warehouses were completely destroyed. And there's widespread tree damage and other assorted damage. It's a miracle, frankly, when you see the devastation that there were no deaths.
Coal City Mayor Terry Halliday says residents received an early warning about the tornado.
We had sirens going off at least 30 minutes before impact of the tornado. And I will tell you that I think the residents took that warning very seriously.
The storm that moved into the Mid-Atlantic region tonight is expected to provide only temporary relief from a heat wave.
It just drains all your energy and makes you really, really tired.
Tevin Powell drives a delivery truck in Washington, D.C.
I definitely sweat a lot. Just like if I'm in a gym, I'm going to sweat.
The search for two escaped killers in upstate New York is focused tonight on a remote hunting cabin where their DNA was found on items before they fled back into the forest. The local sheriff thinks the fugitives may have gone to ground and are not on the run.
We had a good, solid, confirmed sighting south of this location. There have been no other sightings. We just have no indication that they've left this area.
Democrats and Republicans in the South Carolina House have voted overwhelmingly to consider removing the Confederate flag from their Capitol grounds. The debate follows last week's killing of 9 people in a historic black church. This is AP Radio News. WikiLeaks has released more embarrassing documents said to be from the National Security Agency.
Documents made public by WikiLeaks show the National Security Agency eavesdropped on current French President François Hollande and his two predecessors. The documents were published by the French newspaper Libération and the investigative website Mediapart. WikiLeaks spokesman Kristen Hrafnesson tells the AP he is confident the documents are authentic, just as they were in previous mass disclosures. I'm Tim McGuire.
The path of the tornado was...
A former White House chef for Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush drowned in a New Mexico mountain stream, and his death has been ruled an accident. An autopsy report obtained by the Baltimore Sun says the medical examiner has found that a man who died in custody of police suffered a high-energy injury. I'm Ross.